Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Yes, this is Thursday night, January the 25th, 2018. And I want you all to know that I have standing by none other than Elder Antonio Allen. He's one of the associate ministers of Impact Church located here in Detroit, Michigan. He's going to be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So as I always ask my listeners, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word. And the reason I ask you to do that is I don't want you to take it lightly or to think that I'm making up things or my guests are making up things. We want you to be able to see it for yourself. Get your Bibles and pens and paper ready now. Again, so that you can follow along with the man of God, Elder Antonio Allen, who's going to be bringing forth the word very shortly. I ask all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time. We always open up with prayer because we know that prayer is always in order. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You search the heart, and you know what's really in our hearts. You know the intentions of our hearts. Man can only look at the outer appearance, but thank God, you are God all by yourself, the Most High God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We know that we're not worthy, but we thank you for them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ that you would move by your Spirit over the airways on tonight, to the moving and the touching of hearts and minds and spirits that are not connected with your Son, Jesus Christ, who do not have a personal relationship with him, who are still spiritually blind. It's our hope and prayer and desire that something will be said on tonight. It will prick their hearts to the point that they will open their mouths and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them on tonight. But we know it is your desire that no souls be lost. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer in the name of Jesus that you will continue to comfort and strengthen those that have lost loved ones all over the land. Let them realize and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And also, Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus, because we realize and we know according to your word that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that have been afflicted through gunfire, not only in Michigan, but all around the world. Heavenly Father, violence is showing up on every hand, and we know that there's nobody but the enemy. But we know that you have a time set for the enemy. But we want to continue to lift up all our law enforcement officers, all those that have ruled over our lives, and Heavenly Father, and that we are to look up to. We lift up the police officer that was shot on the east side of Detroit on this early this morning. We lift him up and his family, that your will be done in his life. And also the young police officer that was killed in another state on last night. You know who they are and where they are. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. We just give your name praise and glory and honor because you're worthy to be praised. Through it all, you are worthy to be praised. So now we ask that you would just move by your spirit on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us on tonight, that you alone will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. We just thank you for the opportunity to be witnesses, to be ambassadors and servants and vessels of your holy word on tonight. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We just thank you for the privilege is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, remember, pain is nature's way of reminding us who's in charge, God. Once again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight comes to us saying, remember, pain is nature's way of reminding us who's in charge, God. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels, and once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, in the form of announcements, I do have two short announcements. And the first one is, I would like my listeners to know, if you're not already aware, that I do have other internet radio hosts that have shows up under my direction. And the main one that I would like to solicit you are to tune in and listen to him as he is being used by God. And that is none other than Pastor Jose Dorsey. He is the pastor of Center of Spirit and Truth Church out of Redford, Michigan. His show is entitled Theologically Speaking. His show comes forth every first and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Right up under my show title, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Once again, tune in every first and third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. to listen to Pastor Jose Dorsey. He is the host of the radio show titled Theologically Speaking. My final announcement is Pastor Gregory Kirby of Detroit will be hosting a service titled Awaken. Pastor Kirby will be bringing or delivering a powerful word, and this is his quote: I have been instructed to tell the people what it is, why it is, and what is about to happen, unquote, because of disobedience. There is another plague that's coming, and he wants to be warning the people of it on this coming Saturday, January 27th, 2018, at 3 p.m. The location will be at Bethany Christian Church, which is located at 5901 Cashew at the corner of Linville Street. You can't afford and don't want to miss this prophetic service and word. And those are my announcements for today. I do pray, again, that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God, Elder Antonio Allen. Again, he is one of the associate ministers of Impact Church, which is located on the east side of Detroit, where his pastor is Pastor Kenan Knox. Again, he will be sharing the word on tonight. So right now, I'm going to ask if Elder Antonio Allen will share with the worldwide listeners, if you will come forth and share with us a short testimony. And following your testimony, we're going to do a music break. And following the music break, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to give the mic to Elder Antonio Allen to deliver God's word. But Elder Allen, if you could, please, would you share with the worldwide listeners a short testimony, please?
Oh, yes, sir. My testimony is very simple. I am a sinner saved by grace. Just like everybody else, I have a past. And it's kind of like I refer to the old Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny cartoons. If you remember Bugs Bunny, they had an episode where Bugs Bunny had a disguise on and he asked the puma, how many lumps did he want? And he said, oh, about three or four. So Bugs Bunny hit him about three or four times. Sooner or later, the puma started hitting himself. Well, that was me. And he got to the point where I finally woke up and said, why am I hitting myself? When you're talking about pain, sometimes we cause our own self pain. And God does not want us to cause ourselves pain. Life has enough bumps in the road. If you surrender to Him, He'll bring you from your past and prepare you for your future. So I'm a sinner saved by grace who finally got it halfway together, that I'm on the right track now. So that's my testimony.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that is why I asked all my first-time guests to come on and share their testimonies. Why? Because God gets His glory through our testimonies. And He said in His word that He would share His glory with no one. And the reason that is because He's a jealous God. And we get blessed when we share our testimonies. It does us no good if God gets no glory out of it. If we are being blessed by God and He is doing things in our lives that we know that only He can do, and we know that He did it and brought us out and brought us through or delivered us or healed us or whatever the case may be, we know that God did it. That's a testimony. So don't sit down on your testimonies and keep it to yourself. Share it with someone else so that they can be blessed and they will know that their faith can be increased too by knowing that if God did it for you, what He did for you, He's the same God and He has no respect of persons. He can do the same thing for them as well. And He gets the glory because of your testimonies. So that's why I ask all my guests to share testimonies so that people can be blessed and helped and strengthened so their faith can be increased through your testimony. And most of all, that God will be glorified through your testimony. Right now, I'm going to go through my music break. And following this music break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to yield the mic to Elder Antonio Allen, who's going to bring forth the word on tonight. And again, listeners, I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. And while the music break is going forward, if you could, if you know of a friend or neighbor, even an enemy, that need to hear the word on tonight, and we all need God's word, text them real quick, whatever you need to do. Let them know that Elder Antonio Allen will be coming forth shortly, sharing the word of God on this worldwide platform. So right now we're going to go into our music break, and following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Elder Antonio Allen to deliver God's word.
You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And again, I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. Aren't you glad that Jesus thought that our life was worth living, that he came down from glory in the form of a baby in the flesh to pay our sin debt with his own blood, a debt that he did not owe, but he knew that it was a debt that we could not pay. But he thought our life was worth living, that he came down and he paid the ultimate price that we could be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father and Creator. I thank God for Jesus on tonight. So right now, we're getting ready for the word on tonight. We're getting ready to bring forth Elder Antonio Allen. Again, he is a member, one of the associate ministers of Impact Church on the east side of Detroit, where his pastor is none other than Pastor Kenan Knox. Elder Antonio Allen, I am now yielding the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Well, thank you, Brother James. And I do want to say it again. I count it as a privilege and honor. I'm very humbled by you asking me to come and share with the people what God has given me tonight. So I have a simple message entitled, Follow the Drip. Follow the Drip. I have scriptures, just three, Luke chapter 9, verses 20 through 23, the 23rd Psalms, verses 3 through 5, and the 133rd Psalm. So that's where I'll be coming from. So as you stated, you need to have your Bibles and all that. And while you're getting there to Luke 9 and 20, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life, who is my life. The Bible tells us is that in him that we live, move, and have our beings, and it's from him that all blessings flow. And I always give a shout-out to my wife, my PIC, my partner in Christ, which is my beautiful wife. That's my more than my right hand. I think when God brought her into my life, well, I know he knew what he was doing. She knew exactly who I needed and what I needed. Amen. So if you have your Bible, we're at Luke 9 and 20. And the Amplified book reads like this. It says, and he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Peter replied, the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed of God. But he strictly warned and admonished them not to tell this to anyone, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things if he rejected as the Messiah by the elders and chief priests and scribes, which were the Sanhedrin, Jewish high court, and be put to death, and on the third day be raised up from the death to life. And this is the verse I like. And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside selfish interests, and take up his cross daily, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come and follow me, believing in me, conforming to my example in living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me. Amen. Now, when the Lord gave me this, he gave it to me from different angles. And one of the things that was always pointed out, that the only one that correctly identified Jesus was Peter. He was the only one. So when I look at that, how many people can correctly identify the chosen people of God who are in their lives? You know, God places people in our lives to have an anointing. That's what that is. Do you recognize it? Then the other part is that, if you recognize them, how do you treat them? That word anointed means chosen or selected by God. Anointing means they're operating in the role or the assignment that they were chosen for. And they have all the things that go with it. They have the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, and even power. So it's important that we recognize who is the anointed people who God has placed in our lives, and we know how to treat them accordingly. Huh? People say that they know you because maybe they know your name. They heard your name. People say that they know you because maybe you grew up together in the same neighborhood. People say that they know you because maybe you worked with them, you know, went to school with them. Perhaps you even lived in the same house. But do they recognize you as God's chosen or God's anointed? There are some there are those that recognize that there's something different about a person, but they really don't know what it is. They just know there's something different about them. But they never realize it's the anointing that God has placed upon that person. There are those that recognize the anointing, but they end up mistreating those people and mishandling those in their lives that have the anointing on their lives. So it's so important, especially in these days, that you recognize, that you know, and you understand how to treat God's people properly. The scriptures say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. In other words, as we say on the street, you better recognize. Don't get it twisted. You have those who are anointed but are not operating in their anointing. You have plenty of those folks out there. However, still, do not mistreat or mishandle them. Scripture, God's word is still God's word. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Let God deal with them, because God is not repentant about the gifts or the anointing that he placed on them or in them. But they'll be sorry for misusing and misrepresenting and mishandling the assignment and the gift and the anointing. So the best thing you can do for them is pray for them. Amen? Jesus made it clear through the scriptures that he was sent to do a work. All right? He said, I'm here to do a work. In other words, I was chosen and selected by God, the anointed one, to do a work. And guess what? He told his disciples, greater work you will do. In other words, people are among you who have an anointing in their lives to do a work that's going to help you, that's going to assist you, and they were placed there by God to do a great work. Amen? And this work is to help you, to bless you, and advance the kingdom of God. Now, the question is, are you following them? All too often, those who have been chosen or selected of God to teach, preach, guide, lead, whatever the case may be, they often are mistreated. They're often disrespected. They're taken for granted. They are dishonored and even just flat out ignored. The anointing of God is purposeful. That person with the anointing has an assignment to help you, to bless you. But the anointed one often finds himself rejected and despised simply because of envy. Most cases, it is because of envy. I put on my Facebook page that few people like those who seem to always win. Case in point, the New England Patriots made it back to the Super Bowl. Now, I'm not a Patriots fan, but yet they seem to always win. And they have a whole, I mean, they're not famous, they're infamous. They have a lot of folks who cannot stand them, who wait for them to lose because they always seem to win. Well, the anointed people in our life, they seem to always win, but we know that looks are not everything. See, those who carry and operate in anointing, people understand what they've gone through. In most cases, they didn't even ask for the anointing. They didn't ask for the assignment, but they were chosen for it. They were selected for it. But you had to learn to accept it. Then you learn how to flourish in it. And that's a process, and processes can cause pain. So when you see a person that, and they have the anointing on their life, it wasn't necessarily something that was pretty. It wasn't something that was glamorous. That learning came with a price. The learning came with tests. The learning came with trials. The anointing costs something. The envious people don't quite understand this. Jesus told them that what was going to happen to him. Back in Luke, he said, look, I got to be rejected. I got to be bruised and beaten. I got to be killed. Because he was chosen for an assignment. He was the anointed one. So the ones that he chose to be here to operate as a light, to operate as his ambassadors, to put in places to help the children to come to him, to have life in that more abundantly, it cost something. Like Jesus was hated. You those who are operating in your anointing, we already know that you're being hated on too. That's scripture. That is scripture. But what the envious people don't realize, they want what you have, but many are not willing to go through what you went through. just like a thief that breaks in somebody's house. I don't want to go to work every day and work like this person worked and sweat it like they sweated. You know, probably went on budgets and saved things to acquire the things that they're, but I want to break in and steal it. So they see you with your anointing, it brings out the envy in them. I want the anointing. I want to be blessed like they're being blessed, but I'm not willing to go through what they went through. I'm not saying nothing. See, you are, what happens is God uses the anointed people as examples. And this goes all the way back through Scripture. When Jesus came on the scene, he told the disciples, he said, follow me, and I'll make you a fisher of men. Follow me, and I'll make you a fisher of men. You go further in the Scripture, you say, you are the light of the world. That's Scripture, right? So here's a two-part question. Are you operating in your anointing, right? And then for those who are not, then why aren't you following those who are operating in their anointing? We spend too much time following foolishness. We spend too much time following television, social media, gossip. We spend too much time following nonsense. Too few people are following the drip. The drip is the anointing, right? From those who work hard to set the best example possible by how they live their lives. But too often it goes unnoticed. That's boring. It's boring. It's taken for granted. These vessels, these people, go through much of the same things as you and I do on an everyday basis, but they manage to somehow still have peace. They manage to somehow still have joy. They are being rewarded for their faithfulness. But because maybe they're not celebrities, you know, maybe they don't brag and post about what they have, you know, don't have, who they're doing, you know, what they're doing, it's boring. It's boring. However, they have been put in place in your life to steer you to Christ. In your life to set an example of what victory looks like, but yet not too many people are following. They're not following. Why? Because it's easy to become distracted when folks are not popular. It's easy to be led astray because my insides tell me who they think they are. They ain't no better than me, but yet they've been anointed for you to walk with and to follow. Let me help you out. Paul wrote, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. I'm going to come back to Paul, but I want to show you something in the 23rd book of Psalms. Go down to verse 3. It says, he refreshes and restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort and console me. I can pause right there. But it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. Right? So we can understand that the anointing is taking them somewhere. The anointing has brought them to an assignment that they have. You'll find out God has strategically placed people in your life to show you how to handle adversity. Because if you keep living, you're going to have some valley experiences. Whether it be low points, whether it be sickness, whether it be disease, whether it be loss, whether it be poverty, whatever it may be, these anointed vessels, they have testimonies. The testimonies come by way of experience. All you have to do is follow the drill. You say, wait a minute, I'm still not getting this drip thing. Why? Because they've been filled up with faith, and that faith is the anointing, and whatever you're filled with has to come out. And sometimes it comes out in waves, and sometimes it comes out in drip, but however it comes out, and it's meant for you to follow that trail. That anointing on their life is setting a path for you to follow. If you follow that path, it'll take you somewhere. So when you go through your valley, it'll take you through the valley so you won't get stuck and stay in it. It'll take you through the valley so it'll set a path for you to come out. It'll take you through your sickness so you won't lay on your bed of affliction and cry, poor me. Why? Because you said it's an anointing on this person's life that came and talked with me. It's an anointing in their testimony that helped stir up something inside me. There's an anointing that's coming out of their body. All I got to do is follow the drip. The anointing, because because they finally figured out it's easier to go with Christ than to try to go against Christ. Huh? So now that they're going with God, they're being filled up over and over again. They're being filled up over and over again. And each time they get a fill up, something has to come out. And if you're around them, don't go against them, go with them. Amen? The trail is one that should be followed. In fact, if I were you, I would try to step in what was dripping. If you were to step in the spillage of the anointing, because it's going to lead you somewhere. It's going to lead you to righteousness. It's going to lead you to peace. It's going to lead you to a resting place. It's going to lead you through the valley and out the valley. It's going to lead you to victory. It's going to lead you to joy. It's going to lead you to a place where goodness and mercy have to follow you. If you follow the drill, that's all you have to do. Follow the drill. It leads you beyond temptation. It'll lead you beyond doubt and fear. All you have to do is follow the drill. God has placed people in your life to help you win. I'll say it again. God has placed people in your life to help you win. All you have to do is follow. You know, it's amazing. We say, well, God works through people. God works through a person. But yet the person that God puts on the scene to help you, you reject their help. You don't want to, y'all not talking to me. You don't want to follow them. But yet we'll tell somebody, God works through people. You don't get to pick. God has already placed them. You'll catch that later. You don't get to pick. God has already placed them. All you have to do is recognize the anointing and follow the drill. If you will go with me stay in the book of Psalms and go to the 133rd Psalm, the 133rd Psalm, if you'll go there with me. We're back in the old day in the church, so when you get there, say amen. In the 133rd Psalm, the Bible says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil of concentration poured on the head, coming down on the beard, even the beard of Aaron, coming down the edge of his priestly robe, consecrating the whole body. It's like the dew of Mount Hermon coming down on the heels of Zion. For there the Lord is commanded to bless life evermore. There are other scriptures I could have used, but I think somebody is getting it now, how important it is to recognize the people of God and stop going against them and start getting with them. That's why the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. We do too much fighting, and we fight against those people who have an anointing because we're envious. God is not blessing them with any more than what he would bless you with. Amen? But you got to understand, the oil represents the anointing, and the anointing has to flow. It flows, leaving a trail for us to follow. If we would only just follow, there would be peace. And if there's peace, then you know that there's unity, right? So if there's unity, watch this, then there's order. God does things decent and in order. So if there's unity, there's peace, and where there's peace, there's order. So therefore, God is present. So therefore, the oil is flowing. And it's consecrating things, it's sanctifying things, it's setting things up for success, it's setting things up for blessings. And that's why it says there, that's where he commanded the blessings. Why? Because this oil was flowing and people were in unity and there was decency there, there was order there. He said, right there I can command the blessing. What are you saying? The anointed people have a purpose and an assignment. Just to discover your purpose and your assignment, think about what God has placed and who he has placed in your life. The ones working diligently to serve and please God, you may want to take a second look at them. Those people, you may want to take a second look. Not because they're perfect, not have a lot of things, monetary things. No, but because they're working diligently, as movies say, be a law-abiding citizen. They're working diligently to please God. And there's something about them. Something about them. No matter what happens, they always give praise to God. They always honor God. No matter what comes up, they still honor God. They still, want to be obedient to God. You need to take a second look at them. They're here to set an example. And what is an example? An example is something that's meant to be followed. an example of something that is meant, designed, created to be followed. So we got to start with the hate and the envy and learn how to appreciate. Y'all not talking to me. We have to stop with the envy and learn how to appreciate. Amen? Either way, if you're under the sound voice, this message was for you, and it's on time. You, sir, you, ma'am, cannot lead anyone anywhere until you learn how to follow. And then, watch this, you have to spend some time following. Huh? And if I were you, I would step in the oil. If I were you, I might just want to fall in the oil. If I was you, I would just bathe in the oil. Why? Because he said it consecrates. It consecrates. That means you're going to get clean. It consecrates. It's going to seal you. It consecrates. It's going to help prepare you in the name of Jesus. So you too can get prepared for your assignment to lead somebody to Christ. So you too can start assisting and helping advance the kingdom of God. See, the people who have the anointing of life and they're operating in it, they lost self. They lost self. They came out of self and became selfless. Go back to the original scripture. He says, you have to stop thinking about yourself. You have to pick up your cross. You have to stay focused on Jesus. So the people are in your lives to try to help you to do that. Why? Because God wants all his people to win, putting you in position to win. To get you to win, you have to learn how to follow the people that's in around you that have the anointing. Huh? Come out of foolishness. Come out of faith. Come out of phony. Come out of envy. Come out of judgment. Come out of all of that. That's nonsense. That's nonsense. Take a look around. There's so much stuff going on. But God has some people. It may be few. It doesn't matter. That's all he needs. It's few. Recognize who they are. Recognize who they are. If you don't remember anything else, remember this. I'm getting ready to close here. The oil that comes from the olive that represents the anointing, that oil came from an olive that was crushed. The oil flowed. The oil was then released after the olive was crushed. So what are you saying? The anointing isn't pain-free. Huh? The anointing isn't without cost. The anointing isn't without sacrifice. People became selfless and said yes to the Lord. Now they have been put in position to help you. When someone is anointed and they're operating, you can learn a great deal from them. When you operate in what you were purposed to do, you will have joy and peace. You will do and have more than you could ever dream or imagine. Huh? You got to come out of self. Self contains rebelliousness and disobedience. That's what this whole message was about. Letting you understand that it's okay to follow the right ones. It's okay to follow those with the anointing. It's okay. That's what we're supposed to do. He said, you are the light of the world. What does the light do? It attracts. Right? So you are my ambassador. What does an ambassador do? He represents. That's you. But you got to follow first. You got to learn how to follow first. You got to learn how to follow. Rebelliousness and disobedience is no good. So what I'm saying, go with God and his people and not against. Amen? We have to learn how to appreciate, elevate, celebrate, and not come out of the envy part. That's the message I have for you. Follow the drip. Step in the anointing. Trip in the anointing. Fall in the anointing. Because it's leading. It's leading to your victory, leading to your success. It's leading to you have an abundant life. It's leading to you have a healing. It's leading to your breakthrough. It's leading to your deliverance. Why? Because God placed those people in your life strategically every step of the way. Every step of the way. There's somebody there. Hallelujah. There's somebody there. There's somebody there. Are you ready for it? Are you willing to follow? God has his anointed people all around us. They're there. Amen. Brother James, I'm closing, but I want to thank you again for the opportunity to share with your people what God has given. As if they remember nothing else, it's time for us to come together as the body of Christ. Whatever your position is, it's of value. It doesn't matter. You know, I used to want to be one of those singing preachers, but I found out singing was not my thing. I couldn't carry a note in a bucket, okay? But I'm thankful for the position and assignment that God has given me, and my job is to perfect it. Why? Because it adds something to help advance the kingdom of God. But I couldn't have gotten there if I wouldn't have started following people in my life that had the anointing, start going around them, start listening to them, so I can start learning from them. In the name of Jesus. So again, my brother, I thank you for this opportunity and this time. Hopefully something that was said that has blessed the people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What an awesome, powerful word on tonight from Elder Antonio Allen. And this is a much-needed word for such a time as this that we're living in. And he really hit the nail on the head because we find those that are being doers of God's word, we must remember that the word of God tells us that we're going to be tried and tested. Just like Jesus was tried and tested, just like the disciples were tried and tested, if you are a true follower of Jesus Christ without hidden motives or agendas, you're going to be tried. You're going to go through the fire. You're going to go through all types of adversities that comes along with being a doer of God's word and being a follower of Jesus Christ. So it is time out. I touch and agree with you, Elder Allen, on tonight's word. It is time out for the people of God to be envious and jealous of one another and hating on one another instead of promoting and lifting each other up. We need to remember what God's word says, and it's true. And I'm a witness. The word of God is the truth. He said, "Touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm." So you cannot be a leader unless you have been a follower. Some people, they want to be up front, but they don't want to serve anybody other than themselves. So God is not getting glory out of that. He gets glory out of a pure heart that have love for him and love for people and that are full of compassion just like Jesus was. So thank God for the word that lets us know that greater works we're going to do. That's what Jesus said because he knew that he was going back to the Father. He said, greater works we're going to do. I believe that Jesus knew that time would come. We would have the internet. We would have Facebook and Twitter and all these other type of devices that could reach people around the world, millions of people at one time. So that's why I thank God for the opportunity and for this worldwide platform that we can bring forth men and women of God, such as Elder Antonio Allen, who stood on the word tonight and declared the word. And that's what it's all about, standing on God's word. Not our opinions or feelings, but what does the word of God says? Whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? Or are you going to continue to be one of those that are being a liability to the kingdom of God? And at the same time, you're thinking that you are being assets. But you're in reality, you are truly being a liability because you are scattering the flock. You are not following behind or doing what God has called the leader of the church to do. Whoever that man or woman of God is that he has placed as your overseer, if you're not following them as they follow Christ, then how can you say that you want to be a leader? You can't even follow directions. So what you need to do is get on your praying ground, and you need to seek God. And first, you need to ask God to forgive you of your wayward thinking and the way you have treated or talked about your leader. Ask God to forgive you first, and then forgive yourself, and then God will reassign you and redirect you back to the path where you were on when you were fulfilling your God's purpose. But you, for some reason, you got off track because of the enemy. The enemy, he's still coming to kill, steal, and destroy, and he's coming to kill and destroy ministries, families, marriages. He do not care ministries, communities, even nations. He's on his job. He's doing what he do. But what are we doing as the followers of Jesus Christ? Instead of following Jesus Christ and following the leader that God has placed over us, we get into different cliques. We get to talking about one another. We get to murmuring and complaining about who do she think she is, who do he think he is, because they are fulfilling their God purpose, and you're standing back trying to peep over in their lane and see what they're doing instead of fulfilling your own God purpose. And so God says that he is a jealous God, and he gets no glory out of us when we go around talking about one another, slamming each other, and because we hating on somebody because they're walking in their God purpose. And just like as Elder Antonio Allen just said in the Word on tonight, the oil represents God's anointing. Do you have any oil? You don't want to be like those foolish women in the Bible that talks about those five foolish women that had the women that had the oil, and some of them didn't have the oil, and when Jesus, the bridegroom, was coming, they went to the ones that did have the oil and tried to get theirs. But you had oil too. What did you do with yours? That's a good question of tonight. What are you doing with your God purpose? Are you fulfilling your God purpose, or are you too busy being a busybody trying to see what other people are doing while they're fulfilling their God purpose? At the same time, your God purpose is being unfulfilled. God gets no glory out of that. So on tonight, we thank God for the word on tonight through Elder Antonio Allen. Follow the drip. What drip are you following? Is it the drip that God has called you to follow, or are you following the drip of the world, the drip of the enemy, Satan? Because he has some drips too. And he can make his drips look like they're from God, but they're not. That's why you must get in the Word. The Word of God tells us that his people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So you cannot know the Word if you don't have the Word in you. First of all, you need to get to know the Word and then get the Word rooted deeply down inside of you, because there's going to come a time in your life when you do not have your Bible in your hand, and somebody's going to come and approach you and ask you a certain question, and you need to know the Word. So you can put that word onto the question and not your feelings or personal opinion. So I stand with agreement in agreement with Elder Allen on tonight regarding this message. Follow the drip. Are you following, or do you even know your God purpose? Are you following the man or woman of God that he has placed over you as a saint, in the corporate body of Jesus Christ? What in your local church, are you following after the man or woman of God that God has placed over your life, that watches over your soul? Or are you going around scandalizing their name and trying to tear up everything that they're trying to do that's going to be pleasing to God and draw souls to Jesus Christ because you and your little moment, or you and your clique that do not like the pastor or do not agree with what the man or woman of God is doing as God has directed them to do? So we need to be following the Word of God. And then we also need to know that the man of God that God has placed over our lives in the body of Christ, as long as they are following Jesus Christ and teaching and preaching the word, we need to be following in their footsteps and doing what God has directed them to do in our lives, so that we can be all that God has called us to be, so that we can fulfill our own purpose in life for God's glory. So we thank you, Elder Antonio Allen, on tonight for this powerful, needed word on tonight for such a time as this. Because we know that the enemy is, again, he's on his job, and we see the handwriting on the wall. The enemy do not care who he used. And this is another point that I must stress. People of God, when you see that someone is saved and you know they're saved, but they're acting out of character and weird and strange, and they're not normally themselves, and they're doing things that are not of God, you need to stop talking about them. And you need to look around them, pray for them, and look who's causing them to do the things they're doing or act the way they're acting, and that is nobody but Satan. So we need to pray for them. Don't get in the clique, in the mix, and start downing them, but pray for them so they can be forgiven and they can get back on track and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for God's glory. So we thank you, Elder Allen, for this powerful word on tonight. I am now going to yield the mic to you. If you want to give your shout-outs, and also you can give information out to the listeners how you can be reached if there's another ministry in another location would like for you to come speak to them. How would the listeners get in touch with you? And also you can give your shout-outs at this time.
Thanks again, Brother James. We have my wife and I, we minister. The name of the ministry is Allen Impact Ministries. We are on social media, Facebook. You can contact us there. We also have an email address. It's aimworldgospel@gmail.com, aimworldgospel@gmail.com. Those are two ways you can reach us the fastest, through our email address and through our Facebook page, Allen Impact Ministries. We serve at Impact Church, as you mentioned. We're there pretty much every Sunday. We serve pretty much every Sunday. If you're in the Detroit metro area, you need to come by Impact Church. Go to the website at iChurchDetroit.com. We have a great service. Our senior pastor, Keenan Knox, has a message that will help change your life. If you want to contact my wife and I or me to come fellowship with you, or to you consider to speak at one of your events, again, email us. Email us or go to our page. You can like our page. And we broadcast every Saturday morning on 1320 AM, which is WCVG out of Cincinnati. And we do it on Facebook Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're also on 1440 AM out of Detroit, 1440 AM out of Detroit at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. So I just thank God for you, Elder Antonio Allen, you and your wife. And I thank God for anointing you with such a powerful anointing that you stands on the word. And that's what I love about this worldwide platform. I always let the listeners know that it's not about me. It's not about the guest, but it's about God's word. And I love it because we don't put our personal feelings or opinions into it. We stand on what the word says. What do God's word say about this situation,
Amen.
About your condition, what we're going through in this world today? What do God's word say about it? Again, it goes back to whose report are you going to believe? So I thank you, Elder Allen, and I pray God's richest blessing upon you and your wife and your ministry and your family, that you will continue to be the man and the women of God that he has called you to be for such a time as this, because we know that we are truly living in the last and evil days, and we can see the handwriting on the wall through all the different floods and tsunamis and the different mudslides and the wildfires and the hate and the envy and jealousy and bullying. And I'm going to touch on this real quick before we end this platform for tonight. Christians, hear this, attention, Christians, we all need to stop blogging and even though he's not everything that we think that he ought to be, but as Christians, we ought to be praying for our world leaders. We need to be praying for our president, for President Donald Trump. We need to be praying for the North Korean president, all world leaders, all those that have ruled over God's people, whether they are doing right or not doing right. We, as people of God, we are to pray for them. That's what the word of God says. This is not what I'm saying.
Amen.
I am agreeing with what the word says. We are to pray for our leaders, not only the world leaders, but we are to be praying for our pastors. Anyone that is doing any good for us in the human form, we ought to be praying for them. Our law enforcement officers, our doctors, our nurses, our caregivers, our judges, anybody that's lifting a hand to be a great asset to you and your families, we ought to be praying for them as the body of believers in Jesus Christ, as an individual and as a corporate body. We need to come together and stop all this hating, stop all this bullying and envy and jealousy, because that's not of God. So what drip are you following on tonight? Thank God for this word on tonight. Follow the drip. Again, what drip are you following on tonight, and whose report are you believing on tonight? So I thank God for you, Elder Antonio Allen, for this powerful word that you delivered on tonight. And as we get ready to close out tonight's program, continue to stay on the wall, Elder Allen. Continue to be the man that God has called you to be. Continue to teach and preach God's word, no matter who want to hear it or who don't want to hear it. Do what God called you to do, so that when you stand before God, you will hear him say unto you, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, and your delivering was not in vain." So I thank you for tonight, and God be willing, as soon as God let me know to have you back on again, I will be definitely giving you a call to have you back on another time. So right now we're going to close out tonight's program. I thank God for this worldwide ministry, this worldwide platform, but it's time to close out, and we always close out in prayer. So I'm asking the listeners to please pray with me at this time. And before we go into prayer, I want to thank each listener for tuning in faithfully every Thursday and Saturday night. Continue to share the word and spread the news about this worldwide platform. This is a ministry, and I don't take it lightly or for granted, because God could use anybody, but I thank God he opened this door for me. And through me being who I am, I'm not bragging on myself. I just thank God for who he is in me, that I can share this worldwide platform with other people, because, again, it's not about me, but it's about God being glorified. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for every trial, for every test, every storm that we have gone through, because we know that our trials come to make us strong in you. So we ask that you, Heavenly Father, that you would help us to make us even stronger in you and help us to rely on your word and depend on you as you have already ordained for us to do. You told us in your word to lean not into our own understanding, but in all of our ways we are to acknowledge you. And so we are doing that tonight, and we give your name praise, glory, and honor because we know that you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to have your way in each vessel, each ambassador, each servant that are truly being doers of your word and truly being access to the kingdom of God on tonight all over the land that you will be glorified through each life is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, before we close out, I do have another scripture that I'd like to leave with the listeners. And this is coming from the Message Bible. And this is a promise from God, a God decree. Once again, it's coming from the Message Bible found in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13. And this is something that I read to myself each morning. I get this in my spirit. It's one thing to read it, but then I read it out loud and get it in my spirit. And this is for you, each listener, on tonight. God's decree, according to the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13, from the Message Bible. And it says to us, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills, I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. So that is my word for you tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until the next time, know that God loves you, and so do I. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And while we are giving God his praise and glory, we're going to close out in that same mode on tonight, giving God total praise. Until the next time, good night.